of 12 noon, 57 degrees here in central Minnesota, and off we go. Theme of Larry Rosavi with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right here. Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And it is program number 565 in that continuing series as you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2. 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Our temperature now at 58 degrees, just outside. Beautiful day in central Minnesota. It's a great day to have a musical guest in the studios. And we have Letitia Blummel in studios to join us today. And we say good morning, Letitia. How are you?
Good morning. I'm absolutely fantastic.
Oh, that's awesome.
Great day.
And we have quite the connection. We've been at the Pioneer Grounds together for quite some time now, quite a few years. But for people that don't know Letitia Blummel, let's go back to the beginning. Where were you born and raised, and who's mom and dad?
I was born and raised in St. Cloud.
Okay.
And our address changed about three times, so now it's Wright Waite Park.
Okay.
And my mom and dad were Bernice and Robert Siss. And music, I think, runs in my blood. We were very German through and through.
Well, and your folks had Siss upholstery, didn't they?
Yes.
That's
yes.
So, I mean, a lot of people will connect the dots there and say, I know that name. How do I know it? Yeah. Your dad was out at the Pioneer Grounds just recently, a few years back, before he passed away, huh?
Yes, yes.
And when did he die?
2020.
20. Okay, yeah. So it's been that long.
He died
the same year as my mom, so we lost both of them. They were just mainstays.
Yes.
You were busy running around, and Dad would sit in your booth and anchor it down for you, yes. Just like my mother would. So it's hard to lose those good people.
It is.
But
yes.
So. Then you fast forward, and you got married, and your husband's name?
Bruce.
Bruce.
Bruce Blummel, yes.
Okay.
From Freeport.
Okay.
St. Rose area.
And you started a family, and you have how many children?
Seven.
Seven children.
Yes.
And music runs very heavy in their blood, huh?
Oh, yes, very much.
They're
so.
All, you have what is called the B&Bs, or the Blummo Boys, or Blummo Brothers, I guess,
yep,
huh?
Yep, BBs, Blummo, BBs? Blummo Band.
Okay, mm-hmm. Very good, very good. Yeah. And you yourself take part in the band, or you have over the time, over the years?
I do, yes, the keyboard.
Keyboard, mm-hmm. Okay. And you are the stabilizing force of those youngsters.
Oh, I could, yes.
You've
yes.
got the reins.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so before the buggy runs away, you pull back on the reins, and yes. you do a great job. Well, we've observed that. And so we met probably, golly, I don't know how many years back, but you've been at the Pioneer Grounds for a lot of years. You sell Shackley products?
That's right. And I've had a booth over 20 years there.
Over 20 years now. Yeah.
Yes. Wow. Yes. And then I always look at your booth.
Yeah. We're right across the way in the hotel building. So we invite the folks to come out and see us. Your world book of knowledge on health. You do so well with all of the Shackley products, and people can get lots of free information there. It's a wonderful time experience to visit with you. So we beg them to come out, and they'll be entertained and serenaded with music across the way from us in our booth there.
Right.
And we sell a lot of music there, so we're excited about all of that. But so now, as Pioneer Days has evolved over the years, and this is what the 51st year. So we've been a part of it for not quite half of that, but you got a little frustrated a couple of years back, a year ago maybe, and things weren't quite going well, and you made the comment to me that if you're not happy with something, do something about it.
And, that's right.
And
that's
you
right.
certainly did. And I will let you take it.
Well, I believe that if you are going to complain, you should have a solution. Mm-hmm. Just don't keep complaining.
Okay.
So I was step forward to be a voice for the musicians and reached out to Brenda Hahn, who is the music coordinator. And I said, you know, why don't we work together? Uh-huh. Let's try and make this back to the, you know, Albany is music city.
Yeah, it really is.
So let's not let our music section drop.
Right.
And what a lot of musicians were frustrated because a lot of the music time landed on a few musicians that had to go in there and put many hours in and didn't get time to enjoy the show. And it was a fantastic show.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, I heard it. And we were musicians there, too. And in one time, we had to play, like, many, many hours.
Yeah.
And I said, there's so much talent out there. Why don't we capitalize on that?
Yeah.
So it has been wonderful. Last year, so Brenda and I came up with a plan. And we decided to go to local businesses and ask if they could sponsor musicians. And it was door to door knocking.
Yeah.
As Brandon and I were talking about it, and we're like, okay, it's okay. I know you sit in that parking lot and you're like, should I? And the first year is always the hardest.
Yes.
And we promised to give good advertisement to the ones that came forward, and they were amazing. And that was, I guess, the greatest joy through all of this work. Was to be able to hand a musician a card, a thank you card, with the sum of money that they asked for.
Sure.
And to know that they would appreciate that. And I had many musicians come up and say, thank you so much. This is the first time I went to the flea market. The first time I just so enjoyed the show.
Yeah.
Or I was able to watch professionals play and I got some really good ideas. And it was excellent. And so we put a music schedule together last year for the bluegrass and for the saloon. And the saloon kind of had a music schedule. So we did that, and this year we were able to do that with the country too, and reach out to local bands and reach out to different ones. But back to the sponsors. Did I mention that this time?
Yes.
So some of the sponsors, I it was just amazing. Like one time I opened up my email and one of the sponsors, I'm like, no way. I called him up. I said, really? You came in at the platinum level? If you were here, I'd give you a hug. Oh, you know, and it's a lot of work. I have gone through their whole musician list and contacted every musician, most everyone on there that would answer their phone. And put a musician reference list together saying, what do you play? And, you know, can we reach out to you when we need a guitar player or a drummer or for jamming or however that goes?
Well, you know, Leticia, looking back over the years, so now 51 years, for the most part, all of these years, the musicians were donated. Their time was donated. It was volunteer. And bless their hearts, some of them are no longer with us.
Right.
But in this day and age, money seems to make people accountable.
Right.
So when you design a schedule and people, human nature, I'm not getting paid anyway. This came up, the heck with it.
Right.
And now you have a time slot where the stage is empty and nobody's there.
That's right.
And you just solved all of that because now they are being paid, so they're being held accountable.
Yes.
And so everybody last year was where they were supposed to be when they were supposed to be.
That's correct.
And that makes for a more successful show.
Oh, right. And people who attend run across the grounds and say, and they come for their band.
Yeah.
And they fill the seats. And from a musician side, when we have a band, we don't like to play to empty seats. So it's nice when they're filled.
Oh, exactly. Well, why don't we mention so you've got several levels where these people came in, these businesses.
Right.
And so the top level would be the platinum?
Yes, platinum, and then there's gold, silver, and bronze.
So let's run through them.
Okay, our platinum levels are businesses are Albany Oil Service, Boho from Holdingford, St. Rosa Lumber, Peternell Companies Incorporated, Everything Signs in Holdingford, Albany Chrysler Dodge, Jim Snowmobile and Marine, Lions, Austin Incorporated, Weeby Farming, Skapaniak Land and Grave in Holdingford, Brulette Shackley. And then our gold sponsors are GC's Landscaping, Lawn Care and Companies, Shady's Hometown Tavern, M&L Custom Works Incorporated, Ron's Oil and Propane. And our silver is Anderson Building Movers, Opat's Metal and Roll-Offs, Miller Carlin Funeral Home, and Miller Auto from St. Cloud, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And our bronze is Mother and Mercy Senior Living, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix Incorporated, John Weiss Ford in Sauk Center, Pat and Shod Funeral Home, State Farm, Dina Perscala, Albany Recycling Center, Albany Women of Today, Dentistry for Children in Sortel, Iron Horse Trading Company, Edward Jones in Albany, Freeport State Bank, Arnold's in St. Martin, Hennen Floorings, Paz Barbershop in Albany, Magnify Financial in Albany, Kramer Lumber, Baymont Hotel, Tischler Wood, Amps, and WDS.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes. If anybody goes in there, go in there and say thank you for sponsoring the musicians.
Yes.
If you want to know the music lineup in our old time music, our bluegrass, and our country, go to Albany pioneerdays.com and click on attractions and activities to do, believe, and you will see the music schedule on there. The whole schedule, yes. The old time takes place in the saloon, the bluegrass takes place in the feature building, mm-hmm. and the country takes place up in the flea market.
Up on the northwest corner where the outdoor vendors are.
That's right.
Awesome. That's awesome.
So, excellent.
Well, we'll get into this in just a little bit more, but right now we've reached 12 o'clock already. Time to read our sponsor's ad, the meat market. And so with that, we'll come back to you in just a moment. So greetings to one and all from the St. Joe Meat Market. The hunting seasons are now beginning, with bear hunting opening this past week and archery for deer and the small game season all opening this coming weekend, which would be September 13th. You'll want to remember the St. Joe Meat Market for all of your processing and sausage-making needs, whether you are a do-it-yourselfer or you wish to bring it in and have your trimmings professionally processed. The St. Joe Meat Market usually has a full line of pork and beef trimmings, casings, and seasonings on hand. Cooking and hosting at the Brat Sale this weekend on Friday and Saturday out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market are the St. Joe Men's Lions. Come out and enjoy a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee while supporting a great organization. The brat of the week this week is our smoked wild rice and cranberry brat. As always, come in this week and take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. Many other in-store specials await you when you come to the St. Joe Meat Market, so like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913 for more information. That's the St. Joe Meat Market, and we thank you, Leticia, for being our guest on the show. And this is how it works. Oh, you've been here before. So we've got that nice little red bag sitting out on the counter. That's yours for coming in today and doing the show with us.
Awesome.
And that's thank you to Wendy and the whole gang at the meat market. They do an awesome job. And I think you've had the products before. You'll like it.
Yes, thank you.
You are so welcome.
Any free food we accept willingly.
You do that, yes. Willie. You all take nourishment, yes.
Right.
And with a family like your boys, yes, and even the girls now growing up,
yeah,
they must consume almost a quarter of beef at a meal
or
something. Huh?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Well, you know, it's been fun to be involved with music. And before we get off of this topic here, we should maybe let them give your contact information. There might be a business out there saying, I wish she'd have contacted me.
Right.
I would like to get in on this party too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and boy, you welcome. The more the merrier.
Yes, absolutely.
And, so anybody that, you know, the schedules are printed for this year, but anybody that wants to get in, like say for next year, sponsoring this and being part of this, how do they get a hold of you?
320-250-8368, and it's probably best to text, or mm-hmm, you can call and leave a message.
Sure.
And I will definitely put you on the list for next year. And what also happens is, this is just a little added bonus, so thank you, Cy, for allowing all these names to be on the air.
Yeah.
What we do is Everything Signs prints a sign with all of the businesses that are displayed on every stage.
Okay.
They're announced during the day.
Yep.
Especially our platinum ones.
Okay.
And I have handed out lots of music schedules and these the sponsors.
Yeah.
And I tell everybody, go in there and say thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for sponsoring,
yep,
the musicians.
You bet.
Because musicians are really happy. We have awesome bands this year. The Old Time, we have Night Owls, Minnesota Dutchman, Joe Carlson and Marie, Jerry and Joyce, Tom Faber and Colby, Nathan Newman on our bluegrass. Some of the feature bands are the Kingery family, Ruckus and the Bear Brush. They're going to be talking about the history of bluegrass from the Appalachian Mountains, and they're originally from there. Schaefer's Last 40 and Monroe Crossing.
And they were here last year.
Yes, they loved it so much. They loved the atmosphere. He, you know, got back and called me and said, hey, you want us next year? Like,
oh,
yes.
Yeah.
And they were so nice to work with. They worked with our budget. So he again worked with our budget this year. So
nice.
Very nice.
That is so cool.
And our country is Gig Noonan Band, the Nelsons, that's Darlene and Kenny, John Teese, Old Country Boys, Troy Spooner, and there's a lot more. So it's and a little added one is our Boot Scoot and Line Dancers from Melrose.
Oh, nice.
They're going to do a show, and then they're going to teach a first beginner's class for an hour if anybody's interested in that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and just wonderful to work with. That was recommended. So we try, and if you have any bands that you're like, hey, I think they should play, just reach out to me and say, hey, how about this band?
Yeah.
I can reach out to them.
So you take suggestions.
I do.
So you're titled now. What music coordinator?
Music coordinator assistant.
Assistant.
Yep.
So Brenda still
is the coordinator.
Okay.
Yes.
And so
she
you
deals
are
with
a committee
all the politics. I take the football and run to the touchdown.
Oh, right? Yeah.
She keeps
so
everybody
a committee
up.
Of two.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well,
wonderful to work with. She's just amazing.
Attitude is everything.
It is.
Just to see your smiling face. And I mean, I know. I played music for 50 plus years. And I know scheduling can be just overwhelming.
Very
at
much,
times.
Very much.
And try to get musicians. And, you know, back in the days when I started out, the bandolator would give you a list of dates for the year, and you were committed to those.
Right.
But nowadays, people have kids in sports, yes, they have them in activities and everything. There's so much stuff that will clash, and so it just gives you a Excedrin headache, right?
Well, I call it juggling 300 balls and being hit by about 200 of them, you know?
That's a great analogy.
It's a lot to juggle, but it's so worth it when you see the outcome like this, and it's going to be better every year, so it's excellent. Yeah.
Well, let's take 2 minutes and focus on your family, on your band. So way back, rewind, you and Bruce got married, and you have the first, who's the first one?
Lewis. Yeah.
And how old was he when you decided he needs to play music?
He was 11 and Philip was 9. And they started at the concertina with...
George?
No.
Jerry? Betty Wolf?
Richmond.
Oh, Kevin.
Kevin Ruprecht. Yes. Oh, my. Yes. Uh-huh. Kevin took, Kevin. And then they took up, and then my third one, Charles, he did fiddle. Uh-huh. And the fifth one was Martin. He does guitar. And then I have Teresita in there. All of them play piano, and she's figuring out an instrument yet. But our youngest two right now, my second youngest took up bass. The big bass, so the real big one that we...
Bass,
good thing we got a van and can haul that around.
Oh, yeah.
And then the last one took up fiddle, so we got two fiddlers. So we play bluegrass and old time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's nice because when we do the concertina, we'd have a fiddle like a third above that, so it's kind of our own little twist on the old time, too. So
now, Kevin taught the concertina.
Correct.
But you already had the music knowledge, you had the experience of keyboard. Where did you begin?
Yes, I teach piano.
Oh, you teach piano?
Yes,
okay,
I do, yes.
Wow.
And all of them know piano. All of them are very good at piano.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's just very easy for them to pick up any of the instruments.
Yeah.
Yes, I know Lewis picked up accordion.
Okay.
So we're doing the Oktoberfest in the Cold Spring Brewery on September 27th, and that's a real fun one, too.
Yeah.
And you can come in lederhosens and dirndl dresses on that one.
Oh, my gosh.
And have some fun.
That's
awesome.
Because
we're all dressed like that.
Yep.
But, so we have a good time. We have a party every night, and of course, any musician out there knows that when you play music, time just flies.
It does.
It's 3 hours. No way, that's not 3 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
It just must trigger. It triggers a different part of the brain that you get time blind.
You bet.
Yeah.
Well, I spent part of the morning reminiscing this morning, and I think maybe you were there, obviously, during those years. Do you remember the days of the Red Shed?
I got there just when it was towards the end.
Yeah. But there was a guy out there by the name of Tom Willard. Tom, mandolin player, and just really, he's country to the roots. I mean,
nice.
And bluegrass to the roots. And he kind of took the ball and ran and propelled this into almost where it is today. I mean, they filled that Red Shed, which was down in the swamp area, and the old... hotel or the old arts and craft building was where the wood shop is now. And so we would look out of our booth and we would hear the bluegrass quite often while we were playing. And the memories that I hear from people all the time. It's a lot of elderly people, but we're talking 20 years ago that these guys made music into the night, and they would fill that Red Shed, and then it went up on the hill, and there was people sitting in golf carts, four-wheelers, and mobile wheelchairs, whatever they could get around. In that whole hillside, I remember seeing this. It was just amazing. And the people would come out for this bluegrass music. They just loved it.
Nice.
And now that's continued on.
Yeah.
The group that I recognize the most is the Oldakowskis from up in Sobieski or Little Falls area. And they come with the long dresses on, and they're into that country and bluegrass music.
Yes, and they will be playing on Friday.
On Friday.
Yes, absolutely.
And I feature building probably?
In the feature building.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
The three girls have gotten married, and they always come together and as the Oldakowski family, and then the others
join
in. Yes, yeah. They are very good.
Oh, yes.
Excellent. And so, yes, it's wonderful to have all of them.
Oh, for sure. And everyone is special. And that's what's neat about the Pioneer Days, because you've got all three venues there, country, polka, and bluegrass.
Yes.
And so if one or the other is your thing, you can spend all your time sitting and watching that. But I myself like all three.
Yes.
And, you know, if the quality of the music is good, I can go from one to the other and take it all in. And so we welcome the listeners to come out and do that as well.
Yes, and take a schedule and just kind of plan out your day around that.
Yeah.
You can just, I'm going to go see the sawmill, and then I'm going to run over to this building and hear the musicians over here. I have to say that I credit Albany Pioneer Days for giving the boys the first chance to appear in public, because I remember Marie Ohm giving a little bit of her time, her hour, for them to play a half hour, and they just knew three songs, and they just kept playing the three songs over and over in that half hour, and they were just shaking, but it was from there on that, you know, and they spread their wings.
And then they would play in between our two booths.
Yeah, that's right.
And the crowd of people that would come around, and the thing that's so exciting is because of the youth. People just love to see the youth getting started.
With good music.
Yes.
Yes, and they wonder, I agree.
Where is this going to go? Where are these boys going to explode to? And they have. I mean, they are good quality musicians today.
Exactly. We were playing at a birthday party a couple weeks back, and there were some people in there just mesmerized at them. You don't really hear concertina music anymore. And they went on their phones and said, where are they playing next? So they're coming to the Pioneer Days. So,
that's exciting. That is so good.
It is, because being exposed to that type of music. I know we play at the St. Joe Market, too, and the people there just, you know, sit down and just to expose that music.
That's great.
Very
that's
good. Great. So I didn't mean to miss any of the musicians that'll be playing. I encourage all of you, go on the website and be there, because we have some awesome musicians.
You bet. Well, we've got musicians here with recorded music, and then we have some that don't have recorded music, and we never want to minimize the ones that haven't had the opportunity to get into a studio and record. All of their music live is just great. We would take any one of them on the list.
Right.
So we will feature music of a few of them that do have recorded music in the next half hour.
Awesome.
Nathan Newman, we'll start with him.
Yay.
Nathan, just a step above your boys as far as age. He's a little bit older.
Yes.
Boy, he's been through the wars, and he is experienced. And for a young man that he is yet, it's just, I mean, so many people come out to see Nathan because he's a crowd pleaser.
And that's what's so nice, because all these musicians bring along their fans.
Yes.
And we have the musicians, you know, posting it and telling where they'll be. And so if you have people that are not interested in tractors, they will come for the music and then get interested, because there's so many other activities around. It's just a fun,
so
fun place.
Oh,
it really is.
We love to go over where they're doing the shingles.
Yes.
That's
Sawmill. They got bleachers up there now. It was so fun to just watch from like an aerial view.
We always buy a couple of shingles every year.
Oh.
And we have them. Our collection goes back to 2009. So,
I have to applaud the board of directors and all of. They just do an excellent job, and it's a lot to coordinate.
It is.
You know,
really
they had
is.
A lot of people last year.
And then another way to get people to come is through their stomach.
There is
just a little bit of food out there, huh? Oh, it's so good.
Oh, yes. And Sherry, she's a food coordinator, and tries to get a whole variety of food.
Yeah.
And
so there's the hamburger stand, there's the brat stand, beer stand close by the brat stand, so you can't go wrong there.
Yes, yes. I heard breaded pork chop sandwiches this year, and fruit, and of course ice cream.
Holy Family School in Albany always does the Sloppy Joes and the meals both at dinner and supper.
Yep, Shady's
does the saloon.
Yep, and then the club does the breakfast in the saloon.
They do an awesome job.
So. Yes, yes. It's no fun if you don't have food. Food and entertainment.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to it. It all begins on Thursday. Thursday's the first day, the 10th. Excuse me, got a tickle in my throat. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we are so excited, so looking forward to it.
Me too.
You bet.
Yeah.
And you're going to maintain your booth yet? You have the Shackley products there?
I am. And last year I saw my booth probably about max an hour. but I, you know, there were a lot of hiccups. So hopefully we've overcome that, and things are going to run a lot smoother this year.
Well, even if you're not there, your brochures are there, your information is displayed, and you do pop in off and on. People can come back and find you.
Yeah. Also, if anybody's interested, I will have some music schedules at my booth. So if you want to just come and pick some up.
Sure.
I know people don't have printers and they'd like to look at it, not on their phone. So I will have some music schedules. So be sure.
Perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
And see that. Thank you, Cy.
Well, with that, we're going to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Cy called me in the middle of the, I thought for sure you needed help at your booth to carry things in. That's why you were calling me. Didn't know you were inviting me to come on here.
Okay. For sure. No, we hope that everybody that can will come out.
Yes,
and,
the more the merrier.
In. You know, you can come for one day, you can come for all four.
Yes.
And there's really not a bad day.
No.
There's good music on every day scheduled. There's good food, everything. It happens all 4 days. So.
Yes, and in the small town, in the local patronizing them, I mean, and the feeling that everybody is in this together and they're all helping in a certain way.
It is a community event.
It is. Yeah. It is.
And I know any of the business people will look at their intakes or the receipts or whatever. And I mean, whether it's the A&W or the Dairy Queen or the hotel or the gas stations, they know that these 4 days, things go up. And so no wonder that a lot of them are wanting to help sponsor and continue this great tradition that has been now 51 years.
Yes, and thanks again to all the sponsors.
You bet.
It's just been a joy working with them and an honor working with all the musicians also. Yes.
Well, Leticia, before we let you go, I always ask every guest for a memory, you know, and I didn't forewarn you on this, so your mind is racing wild.
Oh, wow.
But give me a memory, good, bad, or otherwise, over these years of Pioneer Days, or it could be even a band gig or something. What's something that stands out in your mind as you look back over time?
The young musicians.
The young musicians. Okay.
Yes, the opportunity to have the young musicians. And I live, you know, on 10 or 152.
Yep.
So as we come down the hill, we start seeing those campers come in. We start counting them, and it just gets all the excitement and all of that. It's like, it's getting closer and closer. But giving the young musicians an opportunity to
show
their talent. Yeah. And then also the young generation, I know the club, and they're all getting ready. When we pass, you see all of the young ones trying to move tractors and all of that. You have to help the upcoming ones, otherwise there's not going to be anything left and anyone left. And so to see that excitement in the young generation coming up also.
And I know one thing that was always a big thing for my family was the parades. They have the big tractor parades.
Oh, yes.
The steamers.
The Rumleys.
All of that. That is so cool. And then, they have church services there on Saturday night. And I think there's an ecumenical or non-denominational service on Sunday mornings. There's just so much. We'd have to spend another couple hours if we went into fine detail what's all there. It is so much fun.
Yes, and it's unique in itself. You can't really compare it to another threshing show.
Because
my kids went to Relic for the first time, and I came back to, you know, to explain it. Well, you can't really explain it. It's like comparing apples to
oranges.
It's not. So I'd encourage everybody to, if you haven't come, try it out. And experience that. Yes.
Well, great. With that, we're going to let you run. We want to thank you for coming in and enlightening us about our Pioneer Days, our 51st annual.
Yes.
And the good Lord willing, we'll do this thing again sometime. How's that?
Awesome. Thank you, Cy.
Perfect.
Appreciate everything.
All right. And there she goes, Leticia Buemel. She is our 565th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by some of the musicians that will be performing at the Pioneer Days this year. Thank you. Larry Rezavian is out of town. Checks with our theme, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 565th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. Letitia Blummel, our guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. She is the assistant music coordinator for this year's Pioneer Days and scheduling all the bands, making sure that everybody gets paid, raising the money to pay the musicians with. Pretty much has done it all. So, should be a fun time. We look forward to seeing all of you out there at the Pioneer Days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Well, as promised, we're going to play a little bit of music by some of the bands that will be performing out there. We're going to start with Nathan Newman. We didn't get a chance to get Nathan's music in this morning. Here's Nathan with one called the Country Boy Polka. Nathan Newman with one called the Country Boy Polka. And Nathan will be out at the Pioneer Grounds on Thursday, starting out at 11:30 till 1:30, and then taking a second shift from 4:30 until 7:30. Some great music by Mr. Nathan Newman. Here's Nathan with one called the Dutchman's Waltz. Thank you. Nathan Newman with one called The Dutchman's Waltz. And Nathan will be at the Pioneer Grounds on Thursday. First shift, 11:30 till 1:30. And then again that same day, Thursday, on stage from 4:30 until 7:30. Should be a great time. Well, we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. That is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And I should say now out of St. Joe, Minnesota. Jeannie was always from Freeport. But now, yes, she says, happy fall. It is happening. This week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Jeannie B's Tours is ready for you to see the new office, enjoy treats and door prizes, drawings on the hour. It is Jeannie B's Tours Customer Appreciation and Grand Opening of Jeannie B's Floral Designs and Whatnot Shop. And that's all in the old Kennedy School Building at 124 First Avenue Southeast in St. Joe, Minnesota. Open house hours are from 9 till 3 each day. Shop the shop, enjoy goodies, book your holiday Branson and other festive getaways at discounted prices, or maybe gather Jeannie B's tour information for 2025 fall and holiday tours. On Monday, you will also be able to request slide presentations for any one of the 2026 Jeannie B's extended flyout tours like Alaska, New England, Hawaii, Canadian Rockies, Germany and Austria, Ireland, Iceland, California, rail adventure, and more. Now is the time to book your 2026 dream vacations with Jeannie B's. There are limited seats available for the Colors of the Smoky Mountains departing this October 18th. Head to St. Joe for the fun at Jeannie B's Tours this week. Again, call 320-345-1581, and Jeannie's staff will be happy to help you. And as Jeannie always says, remember, seeing is believing. That's all for you at Jeannie B's Tours, located again in St. Joe in the old Kennedy School Building, located at 124 First Avenue Southeast in St. Joe, Minnesota. So big happenings there this week. And again, for any information you might need, give Jeannie a call, 320-345-1581. Jeannie B's Tours proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 29 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 59 our current temperature here in Albany. Another one of the groups that's going to be out there at the Pioneer Days, it's Marie Oman and Joe Carlson, and they have the recording. They were both on it. It's Marie and the Boys. They'll be out there on Thursday. And their time slot, 12:30 till 3:30 in the saloon. Some great music to be enjoyed. Here's Marie and the Boys with Lover, Oh Lover Polka.
Lover, oh lover, you found another. You broke my heart in two. You always told me that you loved me, but you were never true. Lover, oh lover, now that you're gone, I'm lonesome, sad and blue. You've always been whole world to me, now it is all another. You broke my heart in two. You always told me that you loved me, but you were never true. Lover, oh lover, now that you're gone, I'm lonesome, sad, and blue. You've always been the whole world to me, now it is all true.
Marie and the Boys with one called Lover, Oh Lover Polka. And that was the great Jimmy Jansky on the vocal. Jimmy no longer with us, but certainly was at the Pioneer Days over the years. 28 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. And one more on the way. This one with the Night Owls. And the Night Owls, another one of the bands that will be performing at the Saloon on stage. And this is going to be on Friday. They have a time slot of 4 in the afternoon till 7:45 in the evening. Will be the Night Owls. Here they are with one called Blue Roses.
Looking for the moon in someone's eyes. Blue roses.
The Night Owls, yes, they will be out at the Pioneer Grounds on Friday, and they will be performing from 4 until 7:45 in the evening. Great opportunity to get out and do some dancing, listening to some great music by Kevin and Marlene and the Night Owls. 23 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. That's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand Zero Turn Lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. The Hustler is the original Zero Turn Lawnmower. It helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. And Kevin, of course, still with a nice inventory of brand new Hustlers on hand. Now, Kevin does repair work on all makes and models and can change your lubricants, belts, and hoses, sharpen your blades. Kevin also accepts trades. He'll make you a sweet deal on your present lawnmower. As always, for more information, give Kevin a call, 320-363-7459. Now, Cy has a private testimonial here for Kevin's Countryside because things were not going well on Friday. So, supposed to be getting ready for Pioneer Days, packing up all of our stuff, but the lawn needs cutting. And so I told my wife, let's quickly cut the lawn. So I'll edge with the little lawnmower, get all around the trees and around the house and all the edging done. Then you can scoot around with the little one, and I'll grab the big one, pick up the large clumps of grass, and we'll get done in an hour or so. Well, I got on the little mower, I got part of the edging done, and all of a sudden it just wants to go in circles. I couldn't get it to go. The one side would not work. And so I thought, well, I'll leave it sit on the driveway. I went and got the big mower. Well, there I come to that one, and the tire was flat. Here, coincidentally, the tire had blown out during the week, and it was just shattered on the inside. So Kevin told me that I should go to Tire Max and get that fixed, so I did. Got the tire fixed and put that back on. In the meantime, I went and took my little mower to Kevin, and he said, oh boy, that sounds like some trouble, Cy. And so without even unloading it, he had me start it, tried backing it up, and it just wanted to go in a circle. The left side just wouldn't turn. And he tried something on the back side, and he said, now what? And then neither side would work. Oh, okay, it's the other side. It's the left side that doesn't work. All right. So he looked, and he said, oh, this is going to be an easy fix. He goes in his shop, comes out with a box of, like half-moon keys, and he slipped the part on this one shaft thing, put a clip on it, and in no less than a minute, I was ready to head for home. He said, try it now. I drove forward, drove backward. It was all done. And Kevin said, thank you. Go get your Pioneer Day stuff packed up. And that's the kind of work that Kevin can do. He's so knowledgeable, so quick with it. And we got the whole lawn cut, and we've got half of our Pioneer Day stuff already packed up. We're way back on schedule, thanks to Kevin. Now, Kevin also carries that Eagle brand 56-volt lithium battery-powered equipment. He has handheld blowers and backpack blowers, chainsaws and pole saws, self-propelled lawnmowers, and more, all powered by the 56-volt lithium battery. Call Kevin at 320-363-7459 to make sure he's there. And Kevin, well, he proudly brings us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 20 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, two more bands to squeeze in here. Right now, it's Jerry and Joyce with one called Pearly Shells.
Pearly shells from the ocean, shining in the sun, covering the shore. See them, my heart tells me that I love you more than all the little pearly shells. For every grain of sand upon the beach, I've got a kiss for you, and I've got more left over for each star that twinkles in the blue. Pearly shells from the ocean, shining in the sun, covering the shore. When I see them, my heart tells me that I love you more than all the little pearly shells. of sand upon the beach. I've got a kiss for you, and I got more left over for each star that twinkles in the blue. Early shells from the ocean shining in the sun, covering the shore. When I see them, my heart tells me that I love you more than all the little pearly shells, more than all the little pearly shells.
Jerry and Joyce Band, and yes, they will be on stage in the Saloon on Friday, and their time slot on Friday will be from 11 until, actually that's on Saturday, Jerry and Joyce Band on Saturday from 11 until 2. And I've heard so many people over the years say, boy, there's no place to go dancing, no place to listen to good old-time polka music. And well, here's your opportunity to come out to the Pioneer Days. And they've got a nice dance floor in the Saloon, lots of room to sit down, and you can enjoy some great polka music. Things are going to wrap up on Saturday night with the Minnesota Dutchman. Minnesota Dutchman from 5:30 till 8:30, and then karaoke after that. But Minnesota Dutchman, Jerry Nutch and the group, and here they are. Very appropriate tune. It's one called the Dance Hall Polka. The Minnesota Dutchman, Jerry Nutch and the gang there, and one called the Dance Hall Polka, wrapping up our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.